Bonjour and welcome to this lightning talk. In the next 10 minutes, I will present three of PandaRay's main features. Together, we will first learn how to load and explore a Twitter dataset. Second, how to connect to a Hive instance in order to further explore its web core pie. And third, how to retrieve, curate, and visualize fully hydrated bioarchive results. In doing so, we will each time follow PandaRay's central dogma, that is the flux type sequence. This central dogma is that first you need to retrieve, curate, and provide a version or a perspective on a dataset that you want to explore. And then once this is frozen, you can submit it to the types, to the relevant kind of visualization that you can use to better explore or retrieve insights from this specific data structure. Let's go. This is what you've seen when you first started PandaRay. You have those two buttons that are disabled and you don't really know what they do. You can move the core around, but that doesn't really help either. And you have this call to action that you can click on that will start a tutorial and is apparently the only thing that you can do. So for now, we're going to bypass the call to action by unlocking the menu. And we're going to toggle the flux. So this is the flux. As you can see, you have a series of tabs, and each one of those is to be used to retrieve and curate data retrieved from variant sources. So here we're going to choose the Twitter tab and use it to retrieve a specific kind of Twitter dataset, one that has been retrieved through the Media Lab's Gazouillard Python service. This requires two different files, the CSV file containing all the tweets and the request that we use in order to gather the tweets. Right here, I'm using a Nobel Prize 2020 request that has been done when the CRISPR Nobel Prize was given to Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier. There we are. So now the dataset is in the system. However, we can't use it just as of yet. We first need to send it from the system to the relevant type. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to select this dataset that we just sent to the system, and we are going to export it to the GuessDuoType, which is the most relevant type for this kind of data structure for us to visualize this dataset. And in doing so, we have respected PandaRay's central dogma. First, we have loaded the data through the flux, and now we're about to visualize and explore this data using the type. Gazouillard is an amazing tool because it enables you to retrieve humongous amounts of tweets without having to pay anything to anyone. However, you might not be sure of the best way to classify this data that you have just obtained. PandaRay provides a way to start exploring this dataset and see what's inside. This particular dataset contains a bit less than 300,000 tweets. It's been built from this request of CRISPR, Doudna, and Charpentier, and it's been aimed at the time the Nobel Prize 2020 for chemistry was given. As you can see, we have a huge spike that starts from the announcement and then several waves of interest. I want to stop right here. So as you can see, every dot here is a tweet, but they are not all the same shade of blue. The darker the shade of blue, the more retweets the original tweet got. So when you see a dark blue dot, that means probably that it's actually a retweet of a previous tweet. All the tweets that are highlighted in orange right here are the same tweet as the one selected, and this particular tweet links back through the red line that you see towards the first occurrence of this tweet. Okay, so let's choose another one that would have carried the session. So this one echoes or links back to the first tweet by the Nobel Prize account. You can see that the embedded media is featured in the tooltip, and so clearly, well, apparently, according to the prevalence of the orange in this sequence, this was one of the tweets that carried the session. Now, if we go towards what appears to be the second or the third wave, we can see that this orange is still here, but it's not leading the charge. So if we try to inquire in other dark blue dots, that tweets that have been retweeted many times, well, we see that, for example, this one appears to have really carried this third wave, and links back to a tweet by the France TV Berlin account that is about apparently an interview that she gave to them. So this way you can, well, using this exploration tool, you can have an idea of what are the different waves of tweets that you had in the period you have inquired with Gazouillard, and what kind of phenomenon maybe have carried those waves into the public interest. Let's now move on to the second part, in which we will connect to a distant Hive instance and retrieve the corpus it contains. For the retrieval part, I'll choose the Media Lab's demo that is made available to anyone, and you can see those are the corpus available at the time I'm loading it, and I can load randomly three of them that have a few web entities. And so Pandora is going to connect, retrieve the web entities, and port them into its own database. For the viz part, however, I will show one of my own corpus that I did for a different project. So as you can see, this is an island of different web entities. You can see the metadata in the tooltip, and this corpus has been tagged, which enables me to show only some of those web entities and to recompute their density according to the data that is preloaded in the corpus. You can also see that when you click on a web entity, you can display the metadata that is given to us by the Hive API. Now, of course, it's only one way among many others to explore Hive corpus. Its main advantage is that it's fast and it can give you a quick insight on your tags and how they are situated among one another. We can now move on to the third part and what is probably the most interesting part of this presentation. Pandora is not only interfaced with other services, it can also retrieve data on its own. Using the Flux feature, we will now retrieve a corpus of results from bioRxiv on COVID from the 1st of January 2020 to the 1st of May 2020. As you can see, this request yields 431 results. In order to get fully hydrated results, Pandora first scrapes results pages for DOIs and then submits those DOIs to the bioRxiv API. But how do we curate those results? Well, it's simple. We go back to Flux and we send this data to a service that does just that, Zotero. Using PandaRay, you can send any dataset that is compatible with the site-and-style library JSON format to Zotero for hand curation. After giving it a few seconds, you can open your Zotero software and have a look at how the collection is being created and how the documents are being poured in. So now this is a regular Zotero collection. As you can see, more and more documents are getting poured in. And so you can do pretty much whatever you want. You can edit documents, you can retrieve data, you can add documents, you can remove some of them. By the way, you can check that this clearly has been fully hydrated. And so, well, this is a regular collection, so you can do pretty much whatever you want. But now that we have curated our dataset, we need to import it back into PandaRay and start visualizing it. So according to our very well-known central dogma, we need to import in the Flux this Zotero collection, and then we'll be able to export it, thanks to the system, into the relevant types. So let's do just that. Now it's in the system, we go back to Flux, we go to the System tab and display the available datasets. We see the CRISPR Noble that we had before and now this new COVID bio that we just imported. I'm going to select those two and export them to the system with removing the date. And there we are. I don't have much time left, so I will end this presentation by showing one of the ways PandaRay provides you with to explore these kinds of datasets. As you can see, it's a pretty classic way to display data. You just document through time, and documents with similar authors are linked with a red edge. Thank you for your attention, and don't hesitate to shoot me a question on Twitter or on GitHub.